Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
And I'm thankful for this guy who tweeted and said, I don't have that fire in my eyes no more. That game right there was for him. That's what I do. I prove people wrong each and every night, and that's for him right there.
Hi, this is Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and you're listening to Grizz 901.
Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Grizz 901. We are presented to you by Bluff City Media. I'm your host, Daniel Greer. We have a game to completely go over. I know it's late, so we're not going to be here all night. So we're going to go ahead and try to speed through this. But we have something special for you. We have a new show coming. $2 Sports Show is coming to Bluff City Media. In our second segment, we're going to interview Drew here with the show. But also, we got to start it off with Grizz Trivia straight into Drew. We're going to keep him on throughout the show, and we're going to go ahead and preview the Bulls game. But the first things first, you know what we got to do. We got to get to the recap. We got to get Nate in here. All right, let's go ahead and get Nate in. What up?
Sorry, I was stretching my throat, much like Reggie Miller and Scott Twardowski were tonight when they were gobbling that wolf's cock for about 48 straight minutes. Let me clear my throat.
Listen. So as we all know, this is Grizz 901, as Drew called it, after dark. And so we're going to make sure we are here for Grizz 901, your favorite post-game show. We're going to get into the game recap. Go ahead and off the top row, give me what your initial thoughts are about the game, other than Scott Twardowski.
First off, give me Pete and Brevin back. I'm not sure Reggie Miller watches a game he doesn't call, by the way. Every time Reggie Miller's on the call, I'm like, I promise you this dude hasn't watched a game since he retired that he hasn't called. It's like crazy. He's like sitting there and he's like, that John Morant kid's pretty good. Kevin. it's hilarious. He's like sitting there like crazy surprised by it. Scott Twardowski like found a way to share a court with Ed Malloy and a Goble brother and be the worst ref, which is an astounding feat. Honestly, something he should probably write in his diary after he gets done writing love letters to Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Outside of that, masterclass tank move by Taylor playing Zaire and Gigi to start the fourth quarter together when they were like out of the rotation while the Grizz were in the game. And he's like, you know what? I got to put us behind the eight ball a little bit here and like give the guys a mountain to climb. And so he did. But honestly, all around, I actually thought it was an awesome effort for the Grizz. Yeah. I genuinely think the tank is in after that. Like, there's no way you play. There's no way you play Zaire and Gigi to start that fourth quarter unless you're like, you know what? We should probably need to not win this game. Don't want to give the guys too much hope. Otherwise, it's just malpractice to play those two guys after it went in the first half. So you tell me, Daniel, you are the biggest Taylor Jenkins defender I know. Was it tanking or abysmal coaching there at the beginning of the fourth? I'll let you decide.
Yeah, so I think you're going to try to get away with a couple minutes here and there. And unfortunately, Jacob Gilliard, he is what he is. He's a G League point guard. He's not that good. He's an okay player, not an NBA player. You have him in. Gigi's already having a bad game. I actually called it this morning. We were on Spaces. Shout out to Will Cox. He had a space open this morning. And I said, you know what? It's going to be the roller coaster of Gigi. Like, he's going to have these great games. He's also going to have these terrible games where he barely scores and is a super negative, one of the worst players on the court. He was tonight. He wasn't very good. Zaire Williams is... He has the ball in his hands.
He watches his way dribble. Too much. He way watches his much. Dribble, man. He can't play point. You can't put him in a point guard. He's literally watching his dribble.
I think it was Heaven's Healthy Kitchen was saying that you can't let Jaren bring the ball up. No, you can't let Zaire bring the ball up. Yeah. Zaire was straight trash.
I'm actually cool with Jaren bringing the ball down.
I'm going to speak on this a little bit later, with HHK, but I want to talk about Jaren and his game.
Yeah.
But awesome. I do want to, but obviously it was a game that you try to get away with some minutes here. Unfortunately, literally, Jaren played 2 minutes the entire third quarter and 1 minute early in the fourth quarter, and he had those foul troubles. That's the game. And that,
yeah,
your rhythm is gone. Luke gets hot. Luke carries you in that third quarter, keeps you alive. Fourth quarter comes, you don't have Luke. Luke sits, right?
Yeah.
And then at that point, it's over from there. And so that, unfortunately, like, that's how the game went. But all in all, it was a game that you kind of – you're supposed to lose. Yeah. They gave you some hope, and they ripped it away.
Listen, Jaren dominated Gobert, so it's a win tonight for the Grizzlies. I would feel much worse as a Wolves fan than I do as a Grizz fan after that. The yep. Wolves, listen, they've been an awesome team all year long. Truly been an awesome team all year long. They figured out the Cat Gobert formula, which I didn't think was possible. But, you know, they sort of feel like the Grizz. They feel like the first year Grizz made the playoffs outside the Jazz. You know, it's kind of yep. like one of those where it's like, I feel like they won't get over the hump this year, but they're finding a formula that works really well for them. Yeah. Conley killing us. It does. I'm like, dude, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it, please. Santi played well until he didn't tonight. Luke obviously started going off. I thought Vince actually played well. I know Edwards had a big second half, but a lot of the time, it was stuff when Vince wasn't around. Maybe they'd switch off, and that's the Grizzlies' defense, right?
Yeah.
I really like the game from the Grizzlies for the most part. I mean, Zaire yeah. is a lone thing that I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, it's just – it's gotten to such a point where I'm like, dude, I guess everybody did fine the other night. So it's a bit of a jump to just all of a sudden say – I'm over it again, but I mean, it was like just freaking pouring pepper spray straight into every crevice of my body watching him play that game. It's just brutal. You know, everybody looks better with Ja back, but the Z thing's just not going to work out. Yep. Even when he's had his good games, it's been like fine. It's been fine.
Yep.
It's been fine with a couple of really good moments, you know? GG, I'm not mad at. It's a dude playing in his third NBA game with real minutes. So
it's going to be like this.
And yeah, there's going to be games like this, especially against a team like that, that is like super long, super athletic, kind of negates a lot of the advantages that GG has. Not to mention, that's a team that wants to compete for a championship this year, right? Yeah. So it's a different ball game. Yeah, I was really happy with the effort tonight. And the big thing is Jaren, once again, cooked a big man that plays in the paint. And like, honestly, like putting Rudy in the rim is awesome.
That
obviously
was beautiful.
But from a purely outside of, as Grizzlies fans, we love it standpoint, and as Rudy Gobert haters, we love it standpoint, that's another big that normally you would think would give Jaren issues. Tall, plays in the paint at the rim. That gives Jaren problems. It's another game it didn't give him problems.
Hmm.
And honestly, it took Scott Fedorsky to take Jaren off the court. Listen, Scott Fedorsky has made the hate list. You know that you've seen Billy Madison, right?
Yeah.
Another name's been put on the wall. That's all I'm
another
name's been put on the wall. Like it was. I'm not saying that they're not fouls, but like I'm watching Rudy Gobert foul him right there. Didn't get called.
It's bad. Rudy Gobert fouls so much, and he never gets called.
Well, he also slapped Santi across the face, and it didn't get reviewed, isn't it? Listen, like I said, Scott Zdorsky's made the list. But it's good to see Jaren go up against these true bigs and not get deterred. Like, he's not thrown off at all. He gets to his spot, gets to a shot, and that's not something that Jaren had even at the beginning of this year. It's a development. He's done it three times now. Nurkic, I know everybody wants to talk about Nurkic not being an athlete. Nurkic is a guy who would have bullied Jaren in the past. He didn't. AD didn't bully him. Now Rudy didn't bully him. It's a big development for the Grizz.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you all for joining us. This is a very late episode. For some reason, the two Eastern teams that are in the Western Conference are playing a 9 o'clock tip for the Central Time Zone. The Grizzlies lose 103-118. Drew from the 2 Bucks Sports Show will be joining us here in the second segment here in a little bit. But as you all know, we have the comment section sponsor, and that's Streetcars of Memphis. If you need somewhere to get any maintenance done, if you want to get hooked up with your ride, Pimp My Ride. Okay, maybe they're not Pimp My Ride. I saw that come through the timeline the other day. They put a CAT scan in the back of a vehicle. Like, they're just doing stupid stuff. But Streetcars of Memphis doesn't do this stupid stuff. If you have regular maintenance to all of your car needs, plus all the modifications, speakers, lights, lifts, wheels, whatever, they can modify them all. But for this month only, you can use Grizz 901 and receive a $55 regular oil change or $65 full synthetic oil change. That's an oil change at cost, baby. Shouldn't say baby, but yeah, baby. That's a huge saving taking place at Streetcars of Memphis. Go check them out online at 901scm.com or call 901-323-3332. Kind of like my cell phone number in a sense, but go ahead and schedule your oil change now or any modifications you might need. Let's get back to, listen, I left. There was 5 comments. Now there's like over 30. So let's get back to the comment section real quick. I do want to talk more about this game. In the second segment, we are going to hit on Grizz Trivia right out of the gate with Drew. And then we're going to ask a little bit more in depth about their show, how they came together. But I want to know more about what he thinks of the Grizzlies. You're going to find out that as well tomorrow when they debut their first show with BCM. All right, let's get back to these. Some of these I want to get back to as well as some. We're going to roll through these real quick, Nate. Trade, Santi, and Z, yay or nay?
Z, yeah, get what you can get. Santi, depends. Santi's a good piece when you have your guys.
And he's cheap.
Yeah, and he's cheap. He's a good piece. And, like, all these guys, you know, we said not to jump to conclusions. The reason it's not jumping to conclusions with Zaire is because we've seen this. We've seen this movie time and time again. But you can't jump to too many conclusions without seeing something consistently from guys. But, it was a rough night from Santi. Like, he was forcing it. It was bad. But he looks fine when the other guys are around. Z just like, man, and nothing he does that can't find somebody else that can do.
Dude, Keith, you're becoming a regular of this show. But I love this. Me and my wife, my family, my kids, we love this. We
love about Zaire. The office.
Talking about Zaire. If you don't know, it's Stanley. He's got the hand over it. Like that. That's my jam. That's the comment.
He got the one hand all the way out to keep his balance.
And Michael Scott's over there like, God. Ugh.
Ow, yep, ow. That is so spot on to when Zaire dribbles. It's like 3 feet out in front of him. He has to look down every once in a while to make sure it's still there.
Yeah.
That was so spot on.
All right, question real quick. Dennis Coleman, come a 2 clutch. The first one was really good. The second one makes you wonder a little bit about Jenkins and these C-team players. Is he better than we all thought as a coach?
Shit, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know, man. Listen, I got nothing on Baylor. Sure.
Sure. Are we the shout out Goon the Shooter? Are we the worst version of ourselves if we have all of our players back and then Jaren's the leading scorer? Because I don't want to hear about it now because Jaren being the leading scorer is going to happen. I'm talking about when all of our guys are back. Is that the worst version of this team?
Well, most nights, yeah, that's going to be the case because he's not the best player on your team. That means your other two main guys didn't have as big a night. But the best way for this to flow is that your other two guys can just let Jaren cook against other people. Like, truly, like, it's like, okay, Jaren, you're dominating, go dominate, and then we'll be here in the periphery. So it's not always going to be the case. Most often, he's not going to be your main guy, but – I would say probably he'll be still option 2 or 3.
No doubt.
This was an award-winning comment.
Rusty coming out with the other half of Drew, but Rusty with
darkness.
2 Bucks Sports Show hitting it with Rick James.
That's amazing. Oh, great comments tonight.
LOL. Nope.
Everyone's tired.
Jones. Yeah, we're all delirious at this point. Everybody's trying to get in bed. Yes. But man, it was It was a bad ref night, honestly. I'm not going to blame it all on that because the Wolves went 15 of 20 down the stretch through their hot stretch. We'll see. Dude. But real quick with this one, thoughts on Jitty getting minutes?
Team high plus 14 tonight.
He was. What I'll say about this is I didn't expect it either. And it has to be confusing for the players because you get a coach's decision, you know, one night where you don't play at all. And then the next night you come out. But on the other hand, I have to say that's Taylor Jenkins, like just kind of meddling with a little bit of his roster and saying, hey, all right, we don't need you now because we need to play a more athletic style of offense, right, against the Warriors. But now we need to muck it up a little bit. We need somebody to be a better defender. We need to have a John Conchar that can get these random rebounds and actually be a threat somewhat offensively, which in the end, he only scored, you know, 5 points, I believe. But realistically, he was a guy who just mucks it up a little bit. And so I thought it was a really great move. And you saw Jacob Gilliard just be trashed. So, yes, I have to say great move.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about this a little bit. It's going to be a lot of figuring out what you have in the young guys, right? And Jitty, I know it's probably, it's confusing. It's not ideal to wonder if you're going to be playing every night, but the main goal of this season is no longer winning. And even if you're like, the tank is in, is dramatic. The main goal is not to win. It's to develop these guys and see what you have and see what you can work with and get these guys to develop against real NBA competition, right? And so, you know what you have in Jitty. Can Jitty develop? Can Jitty get better? Everyone can always get better. But the ceiling for Jitty is you know where it's at.
Right.
And
he's a safe girlfriend.
These other guys, it's what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do with it, right? I mean, you're trying to figure out who can you keep, who can you send, what can you get for who you send as well, which is why you want to make sure you keep playing Jitty because he might be valuable in a package that you send out to somebody, right? Whereas, I mean, like I said, somebody, listen, there is a trash organization out there that will think they can use Zaire as a building piece. I'm sure the Pistons have done stuff like that for years. Yeah. But generally speaking, you're going to keep playing them. It's going to be inconsistent. I don't think that's as much coaching around trying to, like, get a bunch of wins as it is just the way this is going to go. Now, tonight, I think, was matchup-based. Like, hey, some of these guys are going to get embarrassed if they're on that court tonight. Generally speaking, though, it's going to keep being spotty no matter who you play.
Yeah. Real quick on Jaren, 5 free throws for a guy. I know you're talking about, you know, Scott Tardowski tonight, but do you think he's doing enough to draw the fouls?
Yeah. The answer is yes. Yeah, Rudy Gobert got twice as many free throws on half as many attempts. So, yeah, I think he's doing enough. Wow. Listen, you want to know how? You want to know how, Daniel? This is how. Yeah. That's how.
All right.
Jaren should have shot at least 10 free
too
throws
much,
tonight.
Too much dig tonight. do you see, listen, Playboy Danny. That's my jam. Hey, boy, Danny, you see Z here next season?
I'd rather not.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think he's here.
What's his contract?
I think he's gone soon. It's 4 million. Yeah, it's 4 million for next year. Him and Santi, they're in the same one, right?
Yeah, they're same year.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what they got extended both, the same. I think they've both been extended, right?
Yes. Everybody was extended in the offseason.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know.
We'll see. Let me pull it up real quick. I'll look at it real quick. But I believe that he's on a 4-year for next year. The team already picked up the option. 6 million next year. This club option. Jake.
Thank God we got those guys on a deal.
Jake is 3. Yeah, Jake is 3. And then you do have a guy like X that is expiring club option for Luke next year. Since we're talking about contracts, D Rose, I know I see the comments in the section. 3.3 next year. Roddy's on a 2.8. Conchar's his does elevate to 6 next year. Then you have Vince Williams, another 2, and then a 2 after that. Beautiful. Santi is 3.
I'm just really glad we made sure to keep Zaire and Jake under team control at a real bargain. That's a great thing for us.
All right. So I don't want to have the night go crazy long. I want to get Drew in here in a second, but I'm going to give you the floor. What else do you want to hit on before you get out of here?
Roddy Gang had a moment again tonight. Got a Roddy appearance. Listen, it's anytime Zaire is looking like that, there's all the minutes. All of the minutes immediately go to David Roddy. Because Roddy at least is going to give you a mean streak, which is exactly what he did tonight. He was just slapping. You talk about Rick James and people tonight. That was Roddy for a minute in there, dude. Yeah. He at least gives you something every night. Even if it's just effort, he's going to give you something. And he's not going to back down. And so I think that's why, you know, it's probably like 10 through 12 piece on a truly contending team, Roddy is, unless he can develops. Like, I thought he would develop a lot more this year than he did, because I think he's almost regressed in some ways this year. But if he progresses, that can get better. Right now, he's 10th through 12th. He's always going to give you something. He's just like a Jitty with like more of like an athletic ceiling, in my opinion. Do a little bit more creation. So I like seeing that from him tonight. Gigi, I think we already said this a little bit, but it's going to be okay. He's going to keep getting minutes, and he's going to have good nights. He's going to have bad nights. I have no issue with him being rough tonight, because he's 19 years old and he's
youngest player in the league,
real NBA game. But it's okay for him to not get minutes if he doesn't have it to, right? I don't want to talk too much about the Wolves. I know we're trying to wrap up a little bit, but I agree 100%. Like, that's like I said, I think they are a lot like the Grizzlies their first year in the playoffs. They're going to make some noise, but I see them flaming out sort of early. They could prove me wrong. Listen, they've got all the talent in the world, but figuring it out in the playoffs, as we've learned the hard way, is different. What else? Good to see Kennard go off. I still wouldn't mind getting bogged down for him, which we talked about in the group chat. I actually thought Tillman had a decent night. He had good moments and bad moments, but was decent tonight. I saw some people hating on Tillman, but I thought he actually played pretty well tonight against guys he should not play well against. He should not play well against Cat, and he should not play well against Rudy Gobert.
He does. Listen, for what the contract he is on, it's amazing. And so I hope he continues to stay on this team. It's expiring, but.
Is Scottie Pippen Jr. good? Like, I wanted to see him tonight just because it's a shiny new toy, but I don't actually know if he's supposed to be anything.
I want
to
hit on that. So, Scottie Pippen, Scottie Pippen Jr. will be on this team. He will play. As you know, the Grizzlies, they're going to get him on the road. And, yeah, he should never shoot a three again. Tillman shouldn't. But I don't expect to see Scottie Pippen Jr. in the next game either with the Bull against the Bulls. I think after that, maybe a couple days getting the playbook. You know, you're talking about a point guard. Like, this isn't like, hey, just a random guy, go to the corner and shoot. This is a point guard. But last two things I want to hit on is me and Keith both want to say one thing to Goon the Shooter. Chris Dunn? Yikes, bro. That is bad.
Wait. Did he say he wanted Chris Dunn?
He wants to trade everybody. Yeah, trade all the sucky guys and bring in Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn sucks. Before we get out of here,
sweetheart.
Last thing. And shout out to you, Goon. This one's for you. The Grizz 9-1 player of the game is Jaren Jackson Jr., 36 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist because he wasn't playing and he was the only one scoring at times. He had 3 long balls. So shout out to you, Goon. Shout out to Jaren Jackson Jr. I wanted to put his fouls on here in one of those sections, but I didn't because I thought that was disrespectful. But the Grizz 9-1 player of the game, Jaren Jackson Jr., 36 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 three-pointers. Anything on Jaren from you, Nate?
Another one we've already said. He's dominated. Even the rebounding tonight, that number's low. It's because he was fighting every big known to man down there and trying to box out, and he's had a lot of tip-out rebounds that got to other guys. So, awesome game from him tonight, man. You love to see him dominate. Putting Rudy Gobert in the basket's just always a nice little cherry on top, but awesome game from him. Definitely am glad we have him and not Chris Dunn, who got a whopping 13 minutes and a lot of cardio tonight in those 13 minutes. So, listen, shout out Goon. Always love him being in here, but I hate that news.
All right. So we're going to get to Drew from the Two Bucks Sports Show. Nate is going to actually see his way out tonight. We're going to give him a night off. We're going to actually bring in Drew for the rest of the show. So we're going to hit on Grizz trivia right out of the gate. So make sure you stay tuned here.
Yeah, because Zach Randolph went into the Blazers organization that had some characters. Underline the word characters, okay? He's coming from Michigan State. He's from Marion, Indiana. And then you go to Portland, Oregon, which it's an entirely different culture, entirely different demographic. He had people around him who were guys from Marion. Hey, you owe us. Anthony, one of the key memories of my time here in Memphis, off the court, I did a Read to Achieve event with Zach Randolph. And the kid who read the most books, his prize was to get to interview Zach Randolph. And the young man, first question to Zach is, what's the hardest thing for a black athlete to learn? And Zach did not give him any, you know, like BS fluff answer. He said, a lot of times the people who say they're your friends, they're not your friends. And you have to pick the people around you very, very wisely.
Tune in to The Anthony Sain Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Yo, we are back here with the Grizz on a One. I am Daniel Greer. I am bringing in a new guy. The new guy, Drew. What's up, man?
What's going on, Daniel? Before we get started, I just got to say, the first person we've got to think about being the newest show here on Bluff City Media is you. You got this whole ball rolling here. Gave us the first shout out on Twitter. Somehow you got it to Mark. I don't know, but that got that ball rolling, and it's been a really short road from that point to now.
Very short.
Guess you've got to be the real MVP for us right now.
Listen, I didn't expect any of that. It was out of complete goodwill, because what I always try to do is show love when I can. This is not a humongous show, right? This isn't a big show. But we do have somewhat of a platform. And so anytime I have a chance, to see something good out there from other people putting out Grizzlies content, I try to always retweet them. I got a text from Mark, and it was like, "Hey, do you know these dudes?" I'm like, "What dudes are you talking about?" He goes, "The dudes that you just put it." I'm like, "No, I just think they're good. I just want to shout them out." He's like, "All right, cool." So listen, I didn't do much besides say, "Hey, yes, this is who they are," and so I'm glad I got it on Mark's radar, and so bringing you back. That's awesome.
We're thrilled. We're thrilled to be here. We recorded our first show tonight, right before the Grizzlies game tipped off. Excited for everybody to see it tomorrow at 3 p.m.
3 p.m., the $2 Sports Show. That's what it's going to be called, right?
That's it. $2 Sports Show.
All right, go follow them at the number $2 underscore BCM. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, the number $2 underscore BCM. All right, let's get at it. Let's quit talking about us. Let's get to Grizz trivia. I have one thing for you. All right. This is going to be kind of hard, but it's going to be fun, I think, in my opinion. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is another draft question. And so if you don't know the draft, you're still going to be good. We are not going to go back into Vancouver Grizzlies drafts. We're going to stay with just the Grizzlies. So all the way from the 2001-02 season, all the way up until now, the Grizzlies have drafted three players with a number 4 pick overall. Three players, number 4 pick overall. They all were really good. Can you name them?
All right, so I'm 2/3 of the way there. Mike Conley and Jaren Jackson Jr. Yeah. Yep. So I feel like those were the layups. So now I've got to figure out the 4th pick. Full disclosure, and I don't want to make any excuses here, I started following the Grizzlies around the height of the grit and grind. That's when it made it to me in North Mississippi. So, height and the grit and grind, there was no high picks. I mean, I can't even remember a high draft pick before Jaren Jackson Jr. So if you
said around the time of the height of the grit and grind era,
I'm talking 2011.
Okay. I'm trying to see when he stopped playing for the Grizzlies.
Okay. If I could guess, because I have been a connoisseur of the Grizzlies since that date. But Drew Gooden.
Wow.
Is that it? Okay.
Play that man's music.
Yeah. So there we go.
Drew Gooden was the number four pick in the 02 draft.
I'm always trying to game the system a little bit, and I was like, all right, maybe I'm involved in this somehow. So that's how I got to Drew Gooden.
That's where it was, man. So I was thinking of what I was gonna do. Your second half, maybe your better half, we don't even know yet. We'll find out tomorrow.
No, definitely not better.
Rusty comes in, you know, let's go, man. It is like, that's the fun part of Grizz trivia, is there's so many stupid questions and I'm not smart. I just try to find things that might center around us all. But you know, listen, Grizz trivia is one of my favorite segments.
Oh, I love it. Love it every game.
One of my favorite companies is Pews. And so Pews, they now do much more than just flowers. If you don't know about Pews, then you've been living under a rock. But they have some of the best flowers, the most beautiful flowers. They also do commercial landscape maintenance. Pews has been around for 30-plus years, servicing the Mid-South, even into Mississippi.
Uh-oh.
But did you know they're also doing residential lawn care? And with that residential spray, you can take care of all of your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pews Residential Spray today for a free estimate, 901-663-2118. Let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pews, you get that big company streak, small company values. They are a sponsor of Grizz Trivia, and so we're going to let them kind of make sure always rear their face. We're going to get a little bit more interactive with Pews as we keep going on throughout the season. Speaking of getting a little bit more in, how did you and Rusty, how do y'all know each other? How'd you come to kind of come together and make this show?
Well, it's funny because I've known Rusty my whole life. He's substantially older than me. and we went to the same high school. And so my dad used to like hold me up on his shoulders and watch Rusty play football for Kossuth High School, where we went to high school. And then we grew up and became adults. And, we just ran into each other at a church function, like back in Corinth, and hadn't seen each other. And he never met me, but I think we kind of knew who each other were. And from that point, it was just, we've been friends now for 10 years, I guess. And kind of the birth of the podcast in itself was every single week, at least once a week, Rusty and I would just talk on the phone about sports and just shoot the bull about the Grizzlies, about I'm a big Ole Miss fan, he's a big Mississippi State fan, we'd yell at each other over that. He's a big Cubs fan, I'm a big Cardinals fan, we'd yell at each other over that. And I guess the genesis of it was he just called me and he was like, hey, what if we did this on a podcast? And the first thought I had was like,
I'm good.
What am I going to do? Be one of the 1,000,000th and once podcast in the world? I'm good. But my wife kind of had mentioned it to me in the past. And I was like, you know what? You know, I feel like we have decent banter. Yeah. We go back and forth a lot. Let's at least record it and see what happens. Maybe somebody will listen. If the way we see it is like we enjoyed talking to each other about sports. And so we're going to talk about it one way or the other. So might as well record it, put it on the internet, see if anybody else jumped in with us. And to our surprise, we're stunned, honestly, that people actually want to listen. So it's like just gravy on top, you know?
See, that's the best. Those are the best shows. And I think you're going to hear, if you have just now stumbled upon the $2 sports show, you're going to see and feel a lot. And Kenny, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a lot in Drew and Rusty in the Untapped show, Tigers Untapped, because what it is it's good banter between good dudes. Like you want to talk sports, you want to enjoy each other's company, but you want to give each other a lot of crap throughout the entire night. And you kind of want to bust on each other. And so it is. And Kenny confirmed, like, that's what it really comes down to is it's kind of, you know, honestly, I know you're from North Mississippi, but it's the good old boy. The good old boys.
Oh, yeah. And, so. You know, that's what we were telling Mark when we were just talking about this whole thing about joining the company. And we were just kind of like, what do you want for us? And he was just like, a good old boys from Mississippi talking about sports is good enough. And we're like, all right, well, I mean, if that's what you want, well, we got that in spades, you know. I'm telling you, and me and Rusty, we give each other a lot of crap. And I feel like that's kind of the beauty of us and what works for us is that
right.
we do give each other a lot of credit. But I genuinely love the dude. He's my best friend, and it's based in a we have a real connection there. And me and Rusty's been through some things that that most people haven't. And so we're able to just unload on each other on a podcast. But we know that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's I know he's got my back. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Two things. One, what are you drinking on tonight?
Coincidentally enough, I believe it was my last birthday or something, Rusty got me a bottle of Basil Hayden's.
Ooh.
Good stuff. And so, you know, Rusty's a doctor. He's got plenty of money. You know, us other schmucks, you know, lower on the totem pole, you know, just go get Busch Light. That's the choice. That's the elixir of choice for North Mississippi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you make it into the stratosphere like old Buckets has.
So, all right. So the other thing is about your show, and we're going to get into the Grizzlies after this. What are you going to talk about? Obviously, you're going to talk about the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies hat. I know you're going to, talk a lot about that. The last show, the first show I ever heard, y'all did get into some SEC football. Mainly, it was about either Ole Miss or Mississippi State. I think it was just about one of them at the time. I can't remember which state team or which Mississippi team it was. But is it going to be more SEC football as well? Are you going to talk about like what exactly are you going to hit on when you do your show?
Yeah, of course. First and foremost, we recorded at 7 o'clock tonight. You'll catch the podcast 3 o'clock tomorrow on YouTube. We started off with Grizzlies. It's Grizzlies seasons. We're in the middle of it. That's what we're going to start off with every week until the Grizzlies are gone. It's the only thing that Rusty and I agree on. So that's where we start. It's kind of provides us a good baseline before we get a little squirrely towards the end.
Yeah.
We do a lot of SEC. So in Mississippi, you are 50% Mississippi State, 50% Ole Miss.
Right.
That's our podcast. I'm a big diehard Rebel. He's a diehard Bulldog. In the past few weeks, you know, it has been more one-sided. It has been more Ole Miss talks because it's Mississippi State's been terrible at football.
Right.
We're going to get into kind of a niche thing that we do and that we care about and as Mississippians really care about a lot is college baseball. We will dabble into that going into the season. It's kind of like a secret treasure for us in Mississippi that, you know, the four or five biggest fan bases for college baseball are all right here in the deep south of Ole Miss and Mississippi State and LSU and Arkansas. So we will dabble into that. Come football season, we're full bore Ole Miss, Mississippi State, SEC. We'll get into a lot of SEC basketball, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of SEC talk. I think it's the Grizzlies, it's the SEC, whichever sport they're in, and we'll just kind of unravel it from there.
Speaking of the SEC, but also speaking of North Mississippi, Austin Riley from DeSoto County, he's a Braves. Are y'all going to talk about any Major League Baseball stuff? Anything? Did you know anything about Austin Riley coming out of DeSoto County?
You know, I knew more about there's a guy in DeSoto County named Blaze Jordan. Also came out of that area. I don't remember if he was on the Mississippi side or the Tennessee side. I want to say he's from DeSoto County.
Yeah, he's DeSoto County.
Who signed with the Red Sox.
Yep.
We get into it. Like I said, I'm a big Cards fan. He's a big Cubs fan. I have more negative takes for baseball these days. And it's just about MLB as an association. I've got a lot of thoughts on it. They need to do more. They need to take care of their viewership better than what they do, you know, because I'm in North Mississippi. I'm in Corinth, Mississippi. You know, DeSoto County's on one end of Mississippi. I'm on the northeast corner of Mississippi. And somehow in the northeast corner of Mississippi, I cannot watch St. Louis Cardinals baseball because it's blacked out. That's stupid. Is wrong. It's categorically wrong. And I feel like Major League Baseball's biggest enemy is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it is.
And the Cardinals and Cubs have both stunk pretty bad the last couple of years. So we haven't really dived into that, but it is on our radar.
Yeah, I like it. I had to bring it up because I'm a big Braves fan.
Like the Braves. I grew up in the TBS era.
Yep.
You know, WGN, TBS, you watch Braves and you watch the Cubs.
Yep.
I can tell you almost the whole lineup of the old school Braves teams with Javi Lopez and Andrew Jones and Edgar Renteria, the whole nine yards, because they were on TV. That's the thing that the Cardinals are losing out on, because they won't put them on TV.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. So
absolutely. All right, let's get into a little bit of the Grizzlies stuff, and that's what I want to kind of hit and hammer home here for the next, we'll say, 5 or so minutes. Okay. And then we'll go ahead and wrap up, and we'll talk a little bit about the Bulls and what we can expect moving forward. But the Grizzlies now obviously dropped a game tonight. I think it's 118 to 103. It was, good guess. And so tonight, just overall, you know, what's your thoughts, you know, in general about this team now that they've lost all their main stars outside of Jaren, but now you see them play the way they have? Like, you know, what's your thoughts on that and the way they've been playing lately?
Well, first off, I did a little Google search while I was sitting in the green room listening to you and Nate, and I feel so bad for Minnesota fans that they're in the Central Time Zone and had a 9 a.m. local tip. Like, why in the world are they doing a 9 a.m. local tip in Minnesota?
9 p.m., but yes.
9 p.m., I'm sorry.
9 a.m. would be crazy.
Oh, it would be better than 9 p.m.
I don't know. Not for the players.
So, I mean, I feel like the Grizzlies are in a no-lose situation. Grizzlies fans are in a no-lose situation right here. All expectations are out the window, and that's a really dangerous place to be, but it's also a really fun place to be, because you get to focus on G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams, and you can dissect John Conchar and, right. You know, if we ever see Jake LaRavia. You know, people that you hope to never see, you get to really pay attention and dissect what you think about these players that should be at the end of your bench.
Yeah.
And so I find it really interesting. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. He just made of glass. I don't know.
I don't know. And yeah, like most of these guys, and that's what I hope people understand and appreciate. Like most of these guys should not be playing basketball.
Right.
Like in the NBA, you know, for the most part, outside of, you know, realistically, these guys who kind of are good, they're inconsistent, but they're good, they have the upside, over time they'll eventually play and be okay, but right now they're struggling.
Laughed with Rusty today. I texted him during the game. I was just keeping notes in our text message thread, and I was like, we had a lineup with Jacob Gilliard, Xavier Tillman, Zaire Williams, Santi Aldama, and David Roddy, and I was like,
that's boy, bad.
I'm telling you, you want to look, get some scouting done for the future. That's the lineup.
Yeah, and that's what kind of like I talked about G.G. Jackson this morning is, you know, he's now on the front of everybody's scouting report because, right. You know, he does have the size, the shot, and he's going to obviously have that roller coaster of a season. If you had to predict, this is from Cam the artist, who's the first? Now, this has to be Zaire because we're not letting go of Vince. So, Zaire or Roddy, let's just give you the question. If you had to go ahead and send somebody out to bring somebody in, there have been reports, this is from the Knicks side, that there have been discussions with Quentin Grimes and being linked to Memphis. And so, bringing in a Quentin Grimes, who obviously is struggling under Tibbs, but having that link and actually coming from a reporter out in New York, who would you send out? If you were given the GM or the keys, send out Zaire Williams or David Roddy.
Well, I believe this is a win-win, because if I'm looking at this from the Knicks side, I want the guy that's got the measurables. He's young. He's if you just look at him, he looks more like a Zaire Williams. That is, looks more like a ready-built NBA player. However, I would rather have Roddy. Roddy, yeah. When given the opportunity, has always just been a hustle guy. He's a glue guy. He's a guy that knows his role and can excel when needed. Right. You know, he's not a guy that dominates. You know, Rusty in the podcast said, you know, he was like, you know, compared Roddy and Vince Williams to Dylan Brooks, except that didn't shoot the ball as much. It's like they're just those gritty guys, the glue guys that really know how to fit within a system. Zaire Williams, I've seen for 3 years now. he's working on 2 years in a row of just being really bad at basketball. Like, I will let the Knicks take their shot at the upside of Zaire Williams and let me keep what I know, the tools that David Roddy has that we've seen.
Yeah.
And use him as a ninth guy, eighth guy.
Yeah. As he's not an eight. He's not even a 10. But I will say that he has potential to be your eighth guy if you have two people hurt that night.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying I would rather plug him in to a lineup with an injured guy than Zaire.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Cam, you're hitting all over this. And I appreciate the comments for sure. Like Zaire, and as you said, Drew, like Zaire is the guy that has the immeasurables, right? Like he has the length. He does have the shot. Roddy hasn't shown that at times, but realistically, you know, the issue with that is Zaire seems to be a really big fan, or Ja seems to be a really big fan of Zaire. That's an issue. That is an issue that I don't like. But if you look at the Roddy side, I like Roddy for this team. I think Roddy gives you a little bit of that toughness that you probably lack.
I like the character of Roddy.
For sure. You know, the football player.
Yeah. I do. And maybe that's growing up on the Grizzlies with Tony Allen and knowing that, like, hey, Tony Allen may go 0-7 from the field, but he's going to be the guy that you love to root for. He's going to be the hard-nosed defender. He's going to do everything else.
Yeah.
And I feel like Roddy has that makeup about it.
Yeah.
Zaire's thing is if he's only good when Ja's on the court, then I don't want him. Because you're not going to sub them both in and both out together.
Yeah, Zaire needs to have the pace and the space. He is not fit for New York Knicks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Tibbs would hate him.
And honestly, he's a good dude, and he has a great family. But the problem is, I'm not saying that he doesn't have the work ethic. I just don't think he's that type of player. I do think that he can become a Tibbs-type player. But, man, I just don't think that he is that guy at all. I think it's a stretch.
You know what's funny? Is when he was drafted, I remember, I think he went on a couple of shows and they did the whole post-draft rollout of Zaire Williams, and they talked about, oh, he loves to play the piano. Tibbs hears that, and he's like, no, not doing that. I don't want any person that plays the piano. You play the drums, or you play no instrument at all?
No, he's playing the electric guitar 100%.
Yeah, like, no. Tibbs does not want a classical pianist. Trust me.
Absolutely not. No, you can't do that. I'm curious what happens with this team because this team is they're showing that they have that they're playing with, you know, the pace and the space and getting up and down the court and making sure they're spreading it out. If you watch their offense and what's kind of changed ever since a lot of these guys have kind of left or got injured, it's all about the ball does not stick. The only guy that the ball sticks with is Jaren. And I think that's kind of an issue too. Not because
stick somewhere, right?
Exactly. But the other thing is like, you know, this isn't consistent because, you know, when you get Ja here, he's going to dominate the ball, right? But you do see a lot of Bane. I hope what we get out of this season overall is more of that pace and space. And I think we saw that after a couple games when Ja got here is when he was catching the ball, he was catching it running. And it was always, you know, it was less, you know, being stagnant. And so I hope that continues to do that with this team, especially next year.
And I think that's the problem with evaluating these players without Ja is because nobody on the bench emulates that pace. Nobody in the NBA emulates that pace, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And it's tough because you have a dominant guy like Ja, but honestly, you look on the bench and you have a dominant playoff team. Outside of Jaren, maybe Luke Kennard, I do think that you have one of the best playoff teams. Last question on the Grizzlies before we get into looking at the Bulls and the Bulls matchup next segment. What are your thoughts on the rest of this team? Obviously, you have guys like Luke Kennard who is under team control next season. Xavier Tillman is a guy that's an expiring contract this year. Who knows if they'll be able to get him back on a team-friendly deal. I'm not sure, but he is somebody that you love to have, but you don't want to pay like big money for a guy like that. And then the rest of the guys, you know, you have your Conchar, your Zaire, your Jake LaRavia, all these guys. Is there anybody that you're like, hey, these are the normal guys that everybody says that they would get rid of, but this is my one guy. Like, I know everybody else kind of wants to get rid of him. This is my one guy that I'd rather keep because of whatever it is. Who's your one guy?
Oh, it's easy. It's Xavier Tillman. And it's because when you need Xavier Tillman, Xavier Tillman delivers. When you don't need Xavier Tillman and Xavier Tillman plays, he's liable to be nothing. But when it gets crunch time, when it gets Golden State Warriors series, it gets a Lakers series, you can count on Xavier Tillman every single time. And I know, and it's, I guess it's part of the culture of a Grizzlies fan and rooting for those grit and grind teams. I love Xavier Tillman. When you need Xavier Tillman, Xavier Tillman shows up. You just light the back signal and Xavier Tillman shows up. Now, if you're playing eight guys against Minnesota on a Thursday night at midnight, then maybe you're not. You know? but when time gets tough, you call Xavier Tillman, and Xavier Tillman shows up.
Dude, I love that. I wanted to make a joke earlier about him being kind of like the you know, USPS, like the postal service, like, you know, he's the postman. I didn't want to do that because
you don't want to call him the mailman. Yeah,
I didn't want to call him the mailman. He's a postman because he's going to be there through rain, snow, whatever.
Yeah.
Tornado, you're gonna get it next.
The two bucks sports show is very pro Xavier Tillman, and we just love the guys that are in the mud. You know, there's plenty of analytics out there. There's plenty of people that dive into numbers and Basketball Reference, and if that's what you're looking for, we may not be your show, but we just watch it and we're just like, yeah, I like that guy. You know, it's almost sometimes I wonder if we almost view basketball through too much of a football mindset. You know, I love Xavier Tillman. Love it.
For sure. And honestly, like, he is the guy that you want, especially, like, he's a luxury item in a sense. And that's what I've always called Xavier Tillman and John Conchar. He's the favor from the front office to a coach is like, hey, I'm going to get these guys on small contracts. You have them if you need them. You don't have to use them. They're not going to cause any issues. They're not going to be any locker room issues. But they're always going to provide if you need them to. And so I think Conchar and X are luxury items. I don't know if you can always afford luxury items. You know, sometimes you have to kind of cut back a little bit. And so we're going to see with Xavier Tillman for sure.
Well, he seems to fit. Like,
he does.
You know,
that's the problem.
I don't know what the market is for him elsewhere. I think he's more valuable to Taylor Jenkins and to Zach Kleiman than he is to most people.
Yeah. And he was the best, or Jaren was his best man at his wedding. So him and Jaren,
the original favor that was paid was to Jaren Jackson Jr. by drafting Xavier Tillman.
Yeah. Now he's got a home here. Now he's made a spot. All right. We're going to get into our last segment. So stay with us. We're going to hit on the Bulls and the Grizzlies coming up. Speaking of kind of keeping that logo on your chest, but also defining roles, being a role player, listen to Brevin Knight.
I'm just big on being able to vocalize what someone's role is. I always thought my best coaches were the people that let me know exactly what you expect from me. Now, I might not like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But if you come to me man to man to say, this is how we think we're going to play you, bang, bang, bang. And hopefully everybody understands. I'm not saying that this has not been done with this team. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying from my experience, we all have egos when we get to this game.
Right.
All of us. To the last person on the bench, you got an ego. But all of us can't be the man.
Yeah.
And now you got to be able to say, okay, he's the man, but what do I do and what can I do to help us be good? And if it's vocalized to you, then you know exactly what and if I'm out there doing it, and now I'm not getting the result from you. Now we got to sit down and have another conversation. Mm-hmm. But as long as it is told to you, this is what we expect from you. This is how we want you to play. Then I feel like, again, keeping this logo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tune in to The Anthony Sane Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Yo, welcome back to the Grizz 901 post-game show. We let Nate out of here a little bit early after the game recap. We went ahead and brought in Drew from Two Bucks Sports Show. Hit him with the Grizz trivia right out of the bat. A little jab. and we had to come in with a little uppercut and talk about the rest of the show. Last thing we do is our, I guess we're going to call it the haymaker tonight. So we're doing all the boxing analogies. We're going to get into the Bulls game preview. The Bulls game is the 20th. So in 2 days from now, we have the Bulls. Well, I guess we go to the Bulls, right? Is that, am I an idiot?
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to the Bulls. I don't know why I didn't write where it was, but
yeah,
still a road trip. Obviously that, you know, this does help because the team does play well on the road, but they had a few days off. Now we're going to, you know, have travel with a day in between off. The Bulls did just win against the Toronto Raptors, 116 to 110. The Bulls won that on the road. A good game out of Big Vooch, Vooch Main. And so good game out of him. But what are your expectations for this game against the Bulls? Because they haven't looked great. They are now 20-23. They're not playing so hot. They're all the talks are surrounding them with the trade deadline. What are they going to do? Are they going to send a guy like DeMar DeRozan down to Miami? Are they going to blow it up? Are they going to try to keep this thing together?
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you. This is the first time we played the Grizz this season. I mean, the Bulls this season, right?
Yep.
So, I'm unfamiliar with their work.
Yep.
I was kind of surprised. You know, I'm on Twitter and I hear, you know, everybody's wanting Caruso, DeRozan, Vucevic, you know, to back up Jaren. I was, given all the trade talk, I was surprised to see that they were the ninth seed in the East. Like, if you're in the play-in, never tank. That's my thing. Like, never blow it up if you're the ninth seed. The East is not that good. Yeah. And there's not any teams on their tails that you would think could. I mean, 11 through 15 is Brooklyn, Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit. Like, you're going to be in the play-in. Don't blow it up. Play for your fans. That's my thoughts. But if you're going to blow it up, you know, there's some pieces there I like. You know, I've always liked Caruso for the same football mentality that I like Roddy. You know, I mean, Vucci's fine. You know, we need a big.
We're not getting a big.
No, you don't think we're getting a big at all?
If we do, it'll be somebody that is an up and comer that we want to get a look at. There's no trades this year that are going to be made for this season. Like, you're not there's no way. And so Vooch Main coming in here does not make sense. That would be a long-term deal. I believe the reason I say that about the Bulls is because they have a lot of expiring contracts and they are hamstrung because of all the decisions they've made so far. They have made
I mean, their second highest paid guy's Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, like it is. Like, the thing is, like, they're struggling, and they want to get off of that contract with Lonzo Ball as well. So they're going to try to package that, and that's something that the Grizzlies might look at. I don't know. I don't know if you take a Lonzo Ball because of what you can possibly get if they'll throw somebody else in. The problem with that is they don't have any young talent that I would say, hey, bring me that guy. Like, I wouldn't say that at all. So I'm curious what happens. But the Grizzlies, I think, match up well against them. If you look at their roster, or just this last game that they just played, they obviously, you know, you're talking about a Toronto team who isn't really that big either. You know, they've been playing decently. But Vucevic, you know, got 24 and 14 tonight, which is a big game out of him.
Yep.
But if you look at their lineup, you know, DeRozan, Vooch Main, Kobe White, Alex Caruso, and Zach LaVine. And supposedly Zach LaVine is a game time decision for Saturday. I don't know why. I don't know if he was injured this game.
I'm not familiar.
But I think we match up well with him, honestly.
Of course. You know, anytime Vooch Main, the first thing I look at when I look at matchups is obviously you've only got one superstar playing. So how do you match up with Jaren? And Vooch Main versus Jaren is just not a competition. No. And so I like that. That's for starters. Your best player is going to be the best player on the court if he lives up to his potential, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. And, you know, as far as players that you would want, is Ayo Dazunmu, is he falling off? I liked him last year.
Yeah, you know, he's falling off.
Okay.
He's not shooting. That's the issue. He hasn't been shooting well at all. And if you look to add a player to this team, at this point, they have to have some kind of shooting coming over because
Kobe White's been way too good to trade for at this point, right?
Who?
Kobe White, 18.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5 assists.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I haven't looked at his contract, but if a guy like Kobe White, you know, he's fine, and he's been playing incredible the last probably.
He's been really hot, and he's one of those that, you know, out of college, you sometimes I wonder what the transition is for certain positions, and he's one that started off slow but has kind of gotten good later.
Yeah.
And I like that, obviously, a lot more than somebody like Zaire Williams, who had a hot first season and has trailed off. So, I mean, if you're kind of projecting the right way, I like Kobe White.
Yeah.
He seems to be a bucket for Chicago. I just wonder what Tony Bradley's doing right now since Steven Adams toted him off the sidelines last year. Has he ceased to exist in the NBA?
I believe he is not in America playing basketball. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be if a grown man carries you off the court. So,
I kind of went a little viral from during that moment when I carried Tony Bradley all the way from the FedEx Forum all the way up to Chicago and put him in the arena there in Chicago.
Second most viral moment, right?
That is my second most viral. The first one's a little crazier. That one was not as crazy. My phone was not blowing up, but it was a good time. I had a lot of fun with that. But yeah, looking at this team, I just think this is a good matchup for the Grizzlies. You know, the Bulls are fine. They're not athletic. The only team that the Grizzlies struggle with really is athleticism, and I know that's kind of how it's been. And so I don't expect them to struggle. I think they're going to come out, and as long as they come out from the very beginning and they can hit some of their shots, then they're going to be fine for sure.
A lot like the recipe tonight. Yeah, Minnesota is the best team in the West, and the Grizzlies punched them in the mouth early, and Minnesota eventually quit messing around and let Anthony Edwards take over. Yeah. But that's what the Grizzlies have to do, is get off to a hot start and kind of get those teams that may be a little better than them, maybe not with Chicago, but get them on their heels and have them, you know, playing defense a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch this matchup. You're talking about, you know, DeMar DeRozan, and it's going to be going against Vince Williams. You know that. And Vucci Mane is going to go against Jaren. You could look and see, like, Kobe White, Caruso, LaVine. I guess LaVine.
One of those is going to get the Gilliard treatment. So just look out.
I honestly think I would go back with John Conchar realistically, because I would go with Conchar against LaVine.
Who else are you going to do?
You could go.
It's got to be Conchar or Gilliard, right? Or Xavier or Zaire Williams.
Not Zaire.
That's my point. Yeah.
I'd rather go Conchar against LaVine or DeRozan. You could go, you know, because it is more of the, you know, it depends on, you know, and as Rusty was saying earlier, is LaVine is nursing an ankle. Who knows if he plays? If he doesn't play, then you could, if you want to, go Kobe White against Jacob Gilliard. I feel confident there. It just depends on what direction they go. We'll see. I'm excited. Listen, I'm excited to watch it. This team has, you know, kind of driven and piqued my interest more than I thought they would, because I did not expect them to play this well, especially against some of the teams that they played and beaten. And from my understanding, I don't know if this is true, but I heard this on the broadcast, TNT tonight. They said the Grizzlies have the easiest schedule the rest of the season. They played a tough schedule, but that's what they said. I'm not sure if that's true.
Wild. I mean, typically when you think of easy schedules, you think, you know, typically when they look at rest of season for any sport, they look at you exactly. compared to the other teams, you know, and we are, I mean, what's our record, you know,
maybe
a little to a lot, you know,
yeah.
15-26 at this point, you know, so if we've got the easiest schedule, that's a pretty easy schedule.
Yeah, well, it's all about strength of schedule is the combined teams above 500 compared to whatever. So anyway, but that's all we have on the game preview. We didn't want to dig too far in depth to it. I'm excited to kind of watch this team, you know, kind of keep growing up a little bit. This team is, you know, growing, honestly, like right before our eyes. Like they're showing themselves to be, you know, really consistent. A team. And also real quick from D'Angelo, one of the people have been here a lot through this season. They might've been talking about the Wolves. I didn't exactly hear it.
That makes more sense.
It might make more sense for the Wolves. We'll see.
I love watching Grizzlies with high expectations, playoff aspirations, But second is like the lowest expectations, you know, like the worst is being in the middle. And I said on our show tonight, like, you're going to don't get too far ahead of the skis here on GG Jackson.
Yep.
Because he's going to have nights like he had tonight. Like, he had back to back 20 point games. It's great. But allow him in these next 41, 40 games to figure it out. Yep. That's what I want out of the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Well, you can catch Drew and Rusty on the $2 Sports Show. Any teaser for tomorrow?
Yeah, so we dive into the Grizzlies. We typically recap from the last time we recorded to the current time. So we hit MLK Day. We teased a little of tonight's game, but we knew that it would be old news by the time it came out.
Yeah.
We talked Nick Saban replacements, you know, Kalen DeBoer hire and kind of the staff, what that looks like. And then I kind of just kind of went off on Hugh Freeze because I'm an Ole Miss fan and I hate Hugh Freeze. And so, I mean, it's you get a handful, you know.
Hey, listen, so. Nothing better than a handful.
Yeah, anything more than a handful is a waste. So,
what, come get hatfished?
Yeah, we both struggle with the hair on the top of our head. And so we'll leave that a mystery. Y'all check us out tomorrow at 3 p.m. on YouTube. Come find out what hatfished is, because Rusty introduced that to me tonight. I was just as clueless as you.
I have never heard of it. But hey, listen, that right there from Rusty, A-plus teaser, man. Come get hatfished. So We might have to check out the show tomorrow. Make sure you all are checking out the show for sure. They're going to be live every Thursday, right? Thursday? Friday.
We'll record on Thursdays. We're live every Friday at 3
Friday
o'clock.
Friday at 3 o'clock, right before the weekend.
Yeah.
Get you a Bush Light. Put your feet up.
That's it.
And enjoy.
You know, they call it kicking a loop where I'm from. You go kick a loop with a Bush Light. Listen to we do not condone this, okay? I don't want to drag Daniel into this, okay? We do not condone that. But
I love it, man. Kicking the loop, baby. That's what we're gonna maybe call that. We're gonna call the show tonight, title it Kicking the Loop. Nothing better.
Oh my, listen, my hometown would be so proud. Get record numbers if you call it kicking a loop.
Kicking a loop for sure. But that's all I got for Drew. Honestly, I'm excited to have you and Rusty on with Bluff City Media. It's an honor. I'm glad that our show is actually able to shed a little bit of light on, you guys' talent, your content creators. You are funny. You're very good dudes together. And so I'm excited to kind of enjoy finding out what hatfish means tomorrow with everybody else.
Hey, we owe it to you. We could not be more excited to be a part of Bluff City Media.
Well, that's all we got for the show. Thank you for coming on here. As we always say before we get out of here, be nice and tell your friends.